All right, my darling. I am not even sure what to do with my blissed out state right now, but I knew I had to sit down and record it because I want this for you. I want all of us women to just experience life's best, most expansive way of being that's filled with so much joy and pleasure that it's almost not even something to be excited about, but just like I feel like I am in my most natural state right now. And that is what I want for each and every one of us. So today's the Pleasures of Piedmont edition of the Divine Living podcast episode is coming to you from literally the Pleasures of Piedmont. And it's sponsored by Divine Direction Events. Where you are invited to come and be divinely guided and inspired in Italy in October, Chicago in November, or Miami in December. Because I so deeply want to meet you in the room and share with you all of what I have been learning and how I've been growing spiritually and really help you get the clarity. Because these are very small, intimate events where I'm going to be able to coach you specifically on your next level of life. So, early bird tickets expire October 15th. If you are listening to this in real time, that is just a couple of days away. Get your ticket today. You can click the link in the show notes or go to divineliving.com/direction.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Okay, so today I can say I am living my dream. Living my dream. You know, when you show up where you want to be, and it's like, I thought I knew what my dream was, which is to come to Piedmont in the fall, in the autumn. It's where Glenn and I love to be. And I just didn't even know how great God could create this experience. And I'm so glad I've opened and surrendered and shown up and trusted and, you know, just chose not to create excuses, and I made it happen and made it work. And yesterday, last night, and like this is why I'm doing these podcasts basically daily, because so much transformation is taking place on this trip. There's like daily up levels and daily expansion and daily bliss, which is what is meant for each and every one of us. P.S. And so last night I was at dinner with my new friend Zara and another friend she introduced us to. And we're just in this elegant atmosphere eating Piemonte food and just enjoying life. And at some point she's like, "Oh, my friend has a winery. Do you want to come help us harvest and pick the grapes tomorrow?" And I'm like, "Sure. Yes," is the answer. Yes. And so dinner went kind of late, and I had to get up early for Italian standards. And I was like, "Oh my goodness, I'm going to be tired." And woke up before my alarm at 5:30. Just, I slept so peacefully. Just because I knew like everything I'm doing is I'm in my desire right now. So I woke up and had some quiet moments, and if you're in the Q Club, you got a lot to look forward to right now. And just felt inspired to start sharing even way more BTS of this and my life and life here and whatever. So just shot some videos. Other times when I've like had to shoot the videos, it's like draining or annoying or even get resentful. This, like, I wanted to do it. Like, it like gave me life. And then I got ready and went into the town square, the piazza, to meet her. And had just like all the old dudes like clearly gather there every day at 7:30 to have their espresso or cappuccino or espresso macchiato. And she was a little bit late, so I indulged in like a ham and cheese toast. And it's so much better here than a ham and cheese toast. P.S. If you know what Robiola cheese is, it's just life mood altering, changing in a sandwich or morning toast. Anyways, so she comes and we chat and we're talking about the different houses that I'm looking at, like just being girlfriends, just living life. And then she goes to take me to, like, literally, I felt like I was on a movie set. This vineyard, this, like, these rolling hills. It was like, if you've seen Under the Tuscan Sun, like, it's like I was like, where am I right now? And like the colors are starting to turn and the grapes are gorgeous. And she's like, there's this group of people that come every year because they're so passionate about harvest and grapes. And she's like, it's a really interesting group. There's an architect and there's musicians and there's a writer and there's sommelier. And it's just like all these people they have their own lives and profession and creativity, and they just love harvesting grapes every year. And so they come and they gather and kind of live together and work together. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. And you know, we get to the vineyards and I've like filmed all this. So Q Clubbers, you know, it's coming for you. And if you're not in the Q Club, come join us there. We'll put a link in the show notes for that also. And I get to these vineyards and the sun is glistening and there's like, somebody brought like one of those like boom boxes from the 80s that like is sitting in the vineyards and it's like bellowing this gorgeous Italian music. And I just start meeting these like phenomenally cool people, and Zara, and not to mention OPS, the winemaker. She's just rated, literally, if you know anything about wine points, her wine was rated 100 points out of 100. So it's like, I'm literally picking the world's best and most expensive Barolo grapes, holding them in my hands, like getting my hands like sticky and dirty under my fingernails and just like feet in the dirt. And the sommelier from London, who's currently living in Iceland, was like telling me about the terroir and like, look at the kind of like that white sandy color. Anyways, I'm not going to geek out on wine stuff here, but the point is, there's music, the air is crisp, there's literally music in the air, sun glistening over the vines, I'm meeting these really cool people, and I'm picking grapes, and I'm like, yes, Lord, yes, life, more of all of this. And then, so there's conversation, and people are finding out about people, and then a certain song comes on, and people start dancing, and then there's like, this moment where I just dropped into the meditative aspect of like picking the grapes and getting rid of the ones that aren't perfect and putting the jewels in the box, basically. And then this woman shows up who didn't speak English, but had like a thermos, and it was clearly coffee. And she's like pouring us all these little like shot glasses of espresso, and everyone knew that it was just time for a coffee break. And I'm like, okay. And then we're like talking and finding out about each other and learning what different cultures are going on in London and Sweden and Iceland and France. Oh my gosh, it was such heaven. And then we picked some more grapes, and then I went in to the kind of like farmhouse with my friend Zara, and she had prepared this like gorgeous, I don't know if it's an Iranian dish, but it was with saffron and orange and chicken and spices and rice. And it was so simple, but it was so scrumptious, and it was filled with so much love. And, you know, we were like scrounging for cutlery and plates and whatever to have it when everyone else came in. And then everyone else like sat down, and nobody was on their phones. Not a single person was on their phones. Everybody was like laughing, talking, looking into each other's eyes, eating the same meal, and just living. Like it was, I felt like I was in the 1800s or something. Like I was loving every aspect of it. And it's just, my heart is so full. And then Zara says to everyone, she's like, all right, we'll come over to a party at my house tomorrow night. Like, So everyone's going to like me. I mean, they're going to continue to do their thing. I have a few other things going on in terms of looking for houses and that kind of thing. But then we're all going to meet up tomorrow. It's so good. It's so good. And it was just a matter of hours. I mean, I think we met up around 8 and I was like back home by 1. And I'm pretty sure I didn't walk through the door. I think I'm floated. And Glenn just looked at me with a smile on his face. He's like, "You just had an experience." And I said, "Yes." Literally went back in time, literally blissed out, literally so filled up. And it took me a minute to drop into it because I could kind of feel myself like think about like, "Oh, well, what do I need to be doing for work or business?" And I was like, "Gina, God has got this and God has got you. I mean, you could not have orchestrated this." And P.S. And I didn't do one thing except show up in Piedmont and keep going for my desires, which happens to be wine tasting and finding an Italian farmhouse. And then I meet one person that introduced me to another person that brings me here, that brings me there. Like all of this is getting accomplished, not through work and searching. And by the way, all the work and searching I've done has led me to kind of exhaustion. It's like everything else, like it's just working out because I'm going to this dinner and that wine tasting and this grape picking. And it's just, I'm just being shown everywhere. Let it be easy. Let it be easy. Like show up for yourselves and your desires and really get clear on what your priorities are and what really, really delights you. Because there were just too many years that I didn't even ask myself any of that. I mean, pretty much what I do know is the fastest way to get any woman to cry, and not in a manipulative way, but like in like getting her in touch with her emotions, is to say, "What do you want?" When I ask women this in my seminars, that normally just kind of throws them because they just, nobody's asked them that in forever. And then when I say or ask, "When's the last time anyone asked you, what do you want?" And that's when you see the tear slowly fall down her cheek. Because women, people aren't asking us this, and we're not even asking it of ourselves. And if we are, certainly not even enough. So I want you to ask yourself today, what do you desire? And I've written this in my book, and I've asked a lot of times on this podcast, but I'm going even more deep with it now. How good are you willing to let life get? Not what's your biggest dream and what do you need to do to make it happen? How good are you willing to let life get? I was in an inquiry recently, and like I've let go of so much stuff that like was really just quite good enough for me. I didn't hate it. But it wasn't my total blissed out joy, but it was like I could do it. It helped other people. And, you know, there were things with the nuts and bolts business coaching and some other, and it's just one after the other. Like the universe just keeps showing me, great, you let that go, but it can get even better. Like you're willing to that, but you don't have to be willing to do anything. It's like, get into your bliss, Gina, is where I keep being ushered to. And I got to tell you, it puts a knot in my stomach sometimes. I'm like, can it be this easy? Is the money going to still flow? Like, am I being lazy? Is this like, is this really for me? Like, you know, all this doubt and uncertainty comes up because it's such a foreign territory to just keep going into deeper layers of bliss, deeper layers of yes, deeper layers of surrender, deeper layers of trust, deeper layers of faith, deeper layers of confidence from the feminine perspective, because all the logical stuff about where everything is supposed to happen and how it's supposed to happen, when it's supposed to happen, is not in the realm of femininity for me at this moment. Like this, I am in a very suspended state of trust, of really checking in with my own inner queen, my own inner knowedness. And the only thing I got going for me right now is I'm just not willing to do it the old ways. And so I don't believe that lack is in my future. I don't believe that smallness or constriction in any form is in my future. So I got nothing to do but free fall into my faith. Like, just really keep listening, really keep, you know, in the whispers of guidance, they're just that. So I've got to pay attention. I've got to listen. I've got to go slow enough. I've got to, like, not have the other voices or thoughts be so noisy that I miss the whisper. And the same for you, because it'll just come in as a nuance, a wisp of a notion, thought, feeling. And remember, everything that's happening is happening for you, not to you. So there was, I'll probably talk about this in another episode, but just while I'm on a roll right now, there's some things kind of weren't working out with the dates and what I want to do here, and it's starting to feel constricted. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to do everything in this amount of time. So the old me was like, well, you know, you'll figure it out in the future and all that. And then it was like, or I could extend my trip. And it's like, it's been leaning in this direction. And so it's like, I just really got when I was picking grapes. I'm like, it's not that I'm not ready to go back yet. I'm not done with what I'm doing here right now. It's not even about whether or not I find a farmhouse in this amount of time. Like I'm just meant to be here longer. And I get back, and like, Glenn is so awesome in so many ways, but I think I've mentioned this, like, changing any form of a plan is not his bag. Like, if you committed to sushi Wednesday night at 7:30, that is where you are going, and that is the time you're going to, like, if you want to go earlier or later, or you were in the mood for Mexican instead, not going to happen with that man. Like, it's done. So don't even get me started on transportation and a plane flight reversal. Like, and I was just like, I'm going to have to discuss this with him. And it's so in the air. Like, it's like, and he and I are both very in unison about listening to the whispers right now. So after I floated through the door and shared with him about this blissed out experience, he's like, oh, by the way, I wanted to let you know I extended our flights. And I was like, yes, like this, all this flow, all this love, all this, like, expansion rather than contraction. This is what I want for me. This is what I want for you. This is what I want for all humans. For us to be living our best lives in these places where we are just blissed out. And that these aren't vacations. That these aren't like once or twice or three times a year. That this is the way we do life. This is the way we do life. So, with that, I want to invite you to these divine direction events where you too are going to be able to be placed in this expanded consciousness of really looking at what else is possible for you and how good are you willing to let life get and really let yourself be guided, mentored in a high vibrational room. Like, just these events are life-changing. Everyone who comes says so. They're like, I didn't know how amazing it was going to be. And there's only three of them available, and there's no plan on doing any others. So please take advantage of this opportunity. If this is calling to you, speaking to you, do what it takes. Rearrange your schedule, get child care, get on a flight, do what you need to do to say yes to your dreams and put yourself in the environment where you are going to be in your most expanded state to get to your next highest level of consciousness. So let's pray. Oh, dear God, thank you. Thank you for your ways are higher than our ways. Thank you for showing us the way you intended us to live life, with grace, with love, with peace, with unison, with connection, with creativity. I pray for every human on this planet right now that we would all be restored to your truth, that we would be restored to wholeness, that we would really get so connected to the way you have intended for humans to live life. And let us each take the personal responsibility of getting out of fear, doubt, depression, anxiety, regret, judgment, and turn to all that not only is possible, but is meant for each and every one of us. And we pray this believing. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, my darlings, at the time of this recording, it is October 13th. You have until October 15th to get in for the early bird pricing. I want you to get that best rate, get the ticket, come to Italy. Meet me here in October. Lake Maggiore is going to be exquisite and stunning. You're going to be in the Italian flair of La Dolce Vita. Or meet me in Chicago in November. This is the first time I have done an event in the Midwest in my entire career. And the option for Miami in December is also available. So pick one, two, or three of those locations. You can take a stand for the end. Definitely get yourself into the seat in one of them. There's so many women that are coming to the Italy event that were in the New York event and have even already booked the Chicago event. That's how life-changing, uplifting, soul-redirecting this experience really is. So give yourself a gift and ask yourself, what do you want? Italy, Chicago, or Miami? And then take the action. Mwah! Lots of love. All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And if you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, you're going to get meditations, you're going to get videos, you're going to get workbooks, you're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.